DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Cyclist Lance Armstrong has been stripped of 7 Tour de France titles and banned from the sport for life. The decision by the International Cycling Union comes off the back of a US anti-doping agency report, which accused him of running a sophisticated doping ring. The agency also ordered that Armstrong's titles be wiped out. He addressed riders at an event in Texas, organized by his charity, the day before the cycling body's decision.
People ask me a lot, how you doing? And I tell them, I say, well, I've been better, but I've also been worse.
Sponsors, including Nike, have dropped Armstrong following the allegations in the doping agency's report. Deutsche Welle sport correspondent Titus Chalk told us that Armstrong has little left of his career.
He looks now isolated, exposed and even somewhat delusional. With his titles being stripped now, that's all shred of credibility gone for him. His sponsors have deserted him in droves. His cancer charity will almost certainly be damaged by this. And he faces the very real possibility now of being sued by race promoters, perhaps even donors, who are going to want their money back.
Armstrong announced last week that he would be stepping down from the cancer charity he established. Security is tight in Beirut after sectarian violence flared over the death of top security official General Wissam al-Hassan. He was killed in a car bombing in the Lebanese capital on Friday. Angry mobs tried to storm government offices on Sunday after Hassan's funeral. Troops have also been deployed to areas where at least 5 people were killed in clashes after his burial. The opposition is calling on Prime Minister Najib Miati to step down, as he has pro-Syria parties in his government, including Hezbollah and its allies. This resident says it's time for change.
We have reached a point of no return here in Lebanon. We have to put our foot down. They're robbing us of our rights. Al-Hassan's death was a very tough blow for us.
There are also fears that the Syrian conflict could spread into Lebanon, as Hassan was seen as an opponent of Syrian President Bashar Assad. Deutsche Welle correspondent Martin Jay is in Beirut.
The street battles which started last night are certainly expected again tonight, and there are tanks lining all the main roads into Beirut, with this one particular area, a poor Sunni area called Tariq al-Jadida, which is cordoned off. So all eyes are now on that neighbourhood tonight, and if the fighting rages for a second night, then the army will certainly be expected to do anything it can to stop it.
Turning to the Syria conflict now, and opposition rebels say that they doubt government forces will observe a ceasefire during a Muslim festival this week. UN peace envoy Lakhdar Brahimi called for a truce during Eid al-Adha after holding talks with Syria's President Bashar Assad on Sunday. The country's state media quoted Assad as saying he supported a truce, but on the condition that the West and Gulf countries stop supplying arms to rebels. Meanwhile, it's reported that at least 60 people were killed on Monday, mainly in violent clashes in the city of Aleppo. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. 6 scientists and a government official have been found guilty of multiple counts of manslaughter over the L'Aquila earthquake. The major tremor in 2009 killed more than 300 people and destroyed the historic centre. The police in Kosovo's capital, Pristina, have used tear gas to break up a demonstration against negotiations with Belgrade. Security forces were called in after an angry crowd tried to storm the parliament building. 2 members of punk band Pussy Riot have been moved from a Moscow jail to remote prison camps in central Russia. They were convicted of inciting religious hatred for performing a punk prayer at the capital's Cathedral of Christ the Saviour in February. They were each handed 2-year sentences for the anti-Putin protest. Earlier this month, a 3rd band member was released on appeal after her lawyer argued she was pulled away from the cathedral's altar before the song began. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.